It is Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Josh Williams. A full house to talk about a man from the north that isn't Andy Burnham. So we are to discuss Andonian Hill's summer part two. Both men from the north have got big summers, to be fair to them. But we're going to stick with Andonia Riola, as it's on subject and on theme. And we're going to have a little look around two main themes of this show. They're going to be the fixtures and the squad. And we'll start with the fixtures. And Neil, Iriola's there, you know, fixture day, fixture announcement day, dealing with his own logistics like you were, wherever he is in the world like you were. The fixtures drop. What are the first sort of pinch points you think that jump out to him? What are the things that catch his eye?
So the first thing that he should be pleased with his early run. It could not, I don't think, be any kinder. He's got a big game first weekend. It feels like a big game, but it's against the sides who almost certainly won't have the house in order by the time we get there. We'll get on to whether or not we'll have our house in order, I'm sure, but they won't have their house in order by the time we get there. He also gets his first Champions League game sandwiched between promoted side, albeit away from home, and Fulham at home. Fulham could be a bag of rags. No one knows what Fulham are going to be at the point at which they're coming to Anfield there. It'll be the second game, after the transfer window's closed, fourth game of the season. It's no longer Marco Silva's Fulham. That doesn't get any kinder. And then his trickiest game in a way will be, and it will be obviously televised, will be his game at Bournemouth. So obviously going back to former club in that little run, he could not have asked for that anymore. The pinch point ultimately is what was there anyway, but seeing the reality of the run between the first two international breaks. So you can effectively break the season into, for me anyway, into five weekends. So the first effectively three blocks of five weekends where there's Premier League matches, and they've all got their own different flavour. So you've got your first five there. As I say, could not have been any kinder, I don't think, for the new Liverpool manager. And then moving forward, suddenly then he comes back to City at home, Champions League, Brentford away, which is one of your nightmarish scenarios. Brentford did not get a European game. That will be on the telly. You are coming from a European. Let's hope you're at home, I'd argue, for that one. Brentford away. Then that's segueing into another Champions League game, into Brighton at home, possibly an EFL Cup game, into Arsenal away, into another Champions League game, and then fucking hell, Crystal Palace away.